Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
One more time on this Thursday. Let's hear it one more time for Pensacola Right Now. Woo! On News Radio 92.3. We are still informative. We are still local. We are still dependable, just like we are in hours one and two. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here with you, as always. Chris, what's going on, my man?
You know, I was just wondering if you were seeing something I wasn't seeing, like it was a cheerleading squad or something around. I was looking around going, what is he talking about?
Yeah, I'm having a pep rally over here.
Well, and it was very effective. It got my attention. Good afternoon, everybody. 612 News Radio 92.3. Do hope you're having a good drive home today. Something coming up that we're going to hear. You're going to be hearing a lot about this in the very near future. The best of the Southeastern Conference returning to Pensacola this fall. 12 nationally ranked SEC women's soccer teams will be competing for the conference title. This is November 3rd through 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan. It's the third year Pensacola has hosted that tournament. Tickets now on sale at PensacolaSports.org. And that is that's quite an event. Really, the energy. And it's packed, I got to tell you.
Right. So
get your tickets because you have everybody in every soccer program, especially on the girls' side of the equation. They're watching the best of the SEC play.
Yeah.
And it's a magical time to be out there.
Oh, for sure. Also, we've been touching on this a couple times this week. Pensacola's new city manager, Tim Kinsella, he'll be on the job as of September 30th. The big announcement was made at a press conference this week. He tells News Radio that the seeds for this move were planted when he served on Mayor D.C. Reeves' transition team back in 2022. And Kinsella says the job will involve running the day-to-day operations of the city, so Mayor Reeves is free to look at the bigger picture and come up with the new ideas. He also said that while he will take time to learn the job at first, he's not afraid to implement changes if he sees that they are needed.
Okay, I want you to just go out and have yourself a darn great weekend. The weather's going to be participating. You're going to have no problems in that area. Just keep this in the back of your mind. Tropical eyes are watching this weekend and into early next week for a low-pressure area that could develop in the Northwest Caribbean Sea, potentially move into the southern Gulf of Mexico. That's all we know is right now. You're not going to know anything for 3 to 4 more days. They just have to let this thing play through. So go out and enjoy yourself. NAC forecasters saying really too early to pinpoint future movement or if it will even impact the Gulf Coast area at all.
Right.
We just don't know. It's too early.
Well, and the search continues for a vehicle involved in a hit-and-run at a local convenience store. Happened Sunday morning at the Circle K on East Gregory Street. PPD's Mike Wood said that a car ran into a man standing in front of the store, then hit the building as well. But in a strange twist of fate, the victim got into the car and they all left together. Wood says the incident left investigators scratching their heads, and he says it could potentially involve a medical issue, impaired driver, or some type of issue between the driver and victim. And if you have any information on the driver or vehicle involved, you should contact Pensacola Police or Crime Stoppers.
You know, Mike said he was telling us that he's been with the force for quite a while. He's never seen anything like this before.
Right.
Somebody getting hit by the car, they drive into the building, they all get in and see you. It's almost like a comedic, the old clown car bit, you know, where they get 15 clowns inside of a small little car. Well, anyway, PPD's on it. I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Just about 6:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses so that you can make every move matter. You can visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Again, that is bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Looking at the roads here, we still got some issues on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also have some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, though that congestion is very minor. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 73 tonight. And tomorrow is going to be a high of 90 with a low of 73 as well.
Okay, 6:16 News Radio 92.3. I heard you talking about this during the 4 to 5 o'clock hour. You said we have been speaking a lot about the Fed Reserve slashing those interest rates. And yes, indeed, we have.
Yeah.
It was the first cut since the COVID-19 pandemic. This was a big deal. A lot of questions still kind of remaining out there, but let's first check in with Fox Business' Grady Trimble. He has more from the White House.
White House officials are saying not to expect an economic victory lap from President Biden, but his own Treasury Secretary is taking partial credit for what she's describing as a soft landing. And even though Fed Chair Jay Powell says the economy is strong overall, Republicans are making the case that yesterday's big rate cut is not a good thing, but rather a sign that the economy is in bad shape. And our latest Fox News polling shows the economy is still the number one issue for voters. And on that particular issue, when asked who's better to handle it, Trump beats Harris by about 5 points.
Okay, let me kind of reel this in and bring it to the local level for you. With those 50 basis points being cut, it's really ignited market chatter along the line of the local real estate professionals. For real estate brokers and their agents, the Fed cut is likely to bring more buyers and sellers to the market, potentially opening the inventory floodgates and momentum for price competition. The market has needed this. And so that was some good news, especially for the folks in the realtor business.
Absolutely. And President Biden touting the work that his administration has done, but adds that he's not taking a victory lap. The president spoke at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. today. Of course, yesterday, the Fed, Federal Reserve Chair, actually, Jerome Powell, announced a half-point interest rate cut aimed at boosting a cooling economy by making mortgages, car loans, and credit cards more affordable. But Biden noted that this isn't a declaration of victory. It's just rather a strong sign of progress.
And it's also not the Fed's last policy meeting for the year. Got a couple here. We still have two more here. November 6th and 7th, right after Election Day, we'll have another look at the rate adjustment. And then the final meeting set of the year will go December 17th and 18th. So two more shots. If it's not working out between now and then, the first one in November, you could see some that being reflected. Maybe another rate adjustment back a quarter point. There's a lot of flexibility going on out there with the markets. And again, nobody has a crystal ball. We're just going to have to wait and see. Jay Powell is doing a good job maneuvering this, though.
Oh, absolutely. And a New York City councilman calling for an investigation into the city's former COVID czar for allegedly having sex parties during lockdowns. In a video posted on social media, Dr. Jay Varma says that while he was running the entire COVID response for the city under Mayor de Blasio, or whatever, his name's spelled weird, How do you say it?
De Blasio.
De Blasio. Man, I knew I was going to butcher it. He was sneaking around taking drugs like Molly, going to underground dance parties, and renting hotels with friends to do deviant sexual stuff. The video, apparently secretly recorded in a restaurant, shows him saying that New Yorkers would have been pissed if they found out. Councilman Robert Holden is demanding a probe into the comments made by Varma, who's now the chief medical advisor for a pharmaceutical company.
Let me go into the area. I'm going to transition over to the area of travel. Is it okay?
Sure.
We're going to talk international travel because I know for the past, I would say, 3 to 4 years, if you had to get a passport, let me tell you, you had to bring along not a little patience, a whole lot of patience. So what's going on? We are now hearing that they're easing those restrictions. The State Department telling us today that the renewal process becoming a whole lot easier. It's going to be available to get this thing rolled out. So that's some good news if you have international plans coming up in your future. And this is the transition plan, how I'm going to transition from that one to SpaceX. Now, that would be considered travel, right?
Yes, quite an extreme source of travel.
Okay. Well, they are responding to claims from the FAA that launches last year did not follow safety requirements. You know, we told you about this story on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, here's more from Fox's Gernal Scott.
SpaceX said it forcefully rejects the FAA's claim a pair of launches in 2023 violated safety protocols. The federal agency said SpaceX failed to get approvals to use a new control room for one launch while not getting regulatory permission to use a new rocket fuel facility for another. The FAA has suggested a $633,000 fine for the violations. SpaceX, in a letter sent to Congress, criticized the FAA for not keeping up with the innovations of commercial spaceflight and implied the fine may be tied to increased scrutiny of the agency from Capitol Hill. I'll tell you this.
The two astronauts, it's up with the space station waiting for that the SpaceX ship to come get them and rescue them.
Right.
They want the two parties to get it worked out.
Understandably.
They need a ride home. Hey, guys, let's kind of just work this thing out here. Time's running out. Doggone it. I feel it's my duty to tell you about this. The deadline to voice your opinion on that Palafox Street revamp plan is tomorrow. The proposed project expected to cost $5 million with planned sidewalks and crosswalks in downtown. Mayor Reeves says it's going to be beautiful.
All righty. 6:21 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin here on News Radio 92.3. When we return, I'll let you know what an FAU, Florida represent. All right. FAU survey has to say about Kamala Harris and Donald Trump and some of the tight races that they're in amongst this poll and others. Got all that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia. Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be nearly as much going on as we've had earlier this afternoon, and that's, you know, I'd say the status quo for this time each and every evening. Let's see. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still mildly backed up. But outside of that, there's not much that should be holding you up too long. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 73. And as we get into tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 90 with a low of 73 and sunny, mostly clear skies.
Okay, 626 News Radio 92.3. In an effort to save you a little bit of time, if you have to pick somebody up out at Pensacola International this afternoon, let me give you a little heads up on a couple of flights that may be of some concern to you. Coming up out of Miami, it's an American flight 3387, wheels down, scheduled at 6:31. Look for that flight to be touching down a little bit after 7 o'clock tonight. So if you're rushing, thinking, oh my gosh, I'm running late, ease off, you're good. You have a few minutes to kind of have a handle there. Coming up out of Fort Lauderdale, the Hollywood International Airport, Spirit 1070, scheduled to arrive around 8:25, now almost 9 o'clock. Again, you got some handle room there, so you don't have to rush for picking somebody up out at PNS this afternoon.
All righty. And hinted at this before the break, an FAU survey came out that says Kamala Harris leads Donald Trump 50% to 45. That's a nationwide survey there. Pollster Kevin Wagner says that the gender gap has returned to the race. Women favor Harris over Trump by 7 points, while the two candidates are essentially tied amongst men. And we've had some other polls come out saying that they're either tied, or like a Fox poll, for example, has Harris up 2 and another has Trump up 2. So it's kind of canceling out. But it seems like, at least from one perspective, women are kind of having a pretty loud voice here.
Okay, home buyers and home sellers, I should kind of point out, are watching the mortgage numbers real close today. Mortgage News Daily reporting that 30-year rate, a little bit higher, 6.15%. The borrowing cost on a 15-year fixed rate mortgage, also higher, 5.65%. You noticed my dyslexia kind of stepped in there for a second. 5.65%.
And more witnesses testifying in the Tyree Nichols trial as it continues today. Former officer Emmett Martin returned to the stand for cross-examination yesterday. An ex-girlfriend of former officer Demetrius Haley described a phone call with him and a picture sent to her the night of the beating. Paramedics who treated Nichols also took the stand and said that he flatlined but was revived on the way to the nearest hospital.
I will tell you this. I have been very impressed with your forecast this afternoon.
It's been very simple, to be fair.
You've been lightening that up in the positive genre. This weekend, as Austin has been kind of telling you, looks for warm days, cool September nights, perfect conditions for sit-ups in the sand. Friday night, tomorrow night, it rolls. It's the hit movie Inside Out. Free classic family movies on the casino beach, big screen stage, curtain rises, of course, at sunset.
You know what else it's good weather for?
Football.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, football. Buster. High school football, yes. In 30 minutes, we will be surrendering our typical coverage that of Dave Ramsey that we have on News Radio 92.3 to Jeremy and Jordan. They're in the booth for West Florida and Tate. They're getting underway. That's going to be high school football's game of the week. It's brought to you by ESPN Pensacola, but because it's on a Thursday and they've got Thursday night football with the NFL, we've got it on News Radio 92.3 right here after Chris and myself are done with Pensacola right now.
I think that you can get that information on the website as well, can't you?
Oh, I'm sure.
That's probably because you're driving.
I'm not in charge of the website.
So you're driving down the 10 freeway this afternoon. You got all this important information. You go, I'm not going to remember this.
Yeah.
Just go to our app. There is the easy way. Just go to our app.
There you go.
Yeah, or the website, and we totally have you covered on that side there. All right. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Also, looking down the line just a few days later, music continuing Tuesday night. Bands on the beach.
For sure.
Crosstown hits the Casino Beach Pavilion stage at 7. Yeah, they cleared off that big screen so they could get all the amps and all back up on stage. Bring along your blankets, beach chairs, and please leave the pets and glass at home. You see, now whoever said we didn't do anything around here? This place is loaded with activities. And this weekend, be sure and take along with you News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The latest Fox News poll looks at the top issues for voters this election season. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
In deciding who to vote for, 50% of Republicans said the top issue they considered was high prices. 30% said immigration. 45% of independents said high prices. But for Democrats, the top issue in deciding who to vote for was abortion, with 27% saying that mattered the most.
Polls show a very tight race. The federal government confirms that Iran hacked into Donald Trump's campaign.
U.S. intelligence agencies and the State Department are now revealing that at some point over the summer, the regime was able to hack into the Trump campaign, steal information from them, and then tried to actually share that information with what was then the Biden-Harris campaign.
That's Fox's Jillian Turner at the State Department. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of FedEx tumbled after hours today after the package delivery giant walked back its full fiscal year outlook amid weaker-than-expected shipping demand. The company expects adjusted earnings per share of $20 to $21 for the year, compared with a prior outlook of $20 to $22 a share. Shares fell 9.5%. To Wall Street, stocks were higher on the backs of good news from the Federal Reserve. The Dow gained 522, the S&P 500 grew by 95, and the NASDAQ went up 440 points, good enough for growth of more than 2.5%. JetBlue says they will open its first airport lounges in their more than two decades history of flying. In a move to bring in high-spending travelers, the lounges will open at New York's JFK International late next year, followed by Boston. U.S. oil futures for October, just around $72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Galba, the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Jordan Love returned to practice yesterday for the first time since suffering a sprained MCL in Brazil during the Packers' Week 1 loss to the Eagles. Love was originally expected to miss at least 3 to 4 games, and now may only miss one if he makes his return against Tennessee on Sunday. If I'm the Packers, I would realize the season is a marathon and not a sprint, and protect my franchise QB for one more week, and not have him return until next week against Minnesota. I'm Zach Galba.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
O'Reilly. Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
More than just a location, the Port of Pensacola is a thriving economic engine and a strategic gateway fueling growth and prosperity across Northwest Florida. Since 1754, it's become the cornerstone of the region's economic vitality, with over 20 dynamic businesses calling it home, including major players like Cemex Materials, General Electric Verona's Wind Energy, Offshore Inland Marine, Pete Stevedore, and the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Discover the possibilities at portofpensacola.com.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well.
Come on.
That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. It's been a pretty smooth sailing hour. Happy to report on that. Let's see. That appears to still be the case now as I pull up the map here. Doesn't appear to be too much going on. So if you're having any holdups on the roads on your way home this evening, they hopefully shouldn't delay you for too long. As for the weather, we're still sitting at 87 degrees. Tonight's low is still 73. And tomorrow, it's going to be mostly clear skies, sunny during your Friday, high of 90. And Friday night's going to have a low of 73 as well.
Okay, before I leap here into a whole bunch of sports information, I just wanted to remind you, it is a college football weekend at Penair Field over there at the UWF campus. Argos facing GSC opponent West Alabama Saturday. Kickoff at 6. It's Argos football all season live on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. And FSU plays Saturday, taking on undefeated Cal at Doak Campbell. Kickoff pregame 4.
Yes.
Got it right. Pre-game at 4, kickoff at 6, and you can catch live FSU football on Pensacola's official Knoll Station News Radio 92.3.
You know, just wanted to give some MLB score updates while it was on my mind, and I got to tell you, Chris.
Following's crazy.
Yeah, okay, so sometimes baseball teams get in a funk where, man, they've gotten themselves in a position where it's bases loaded, and you got guys bunting, or you got guys just – maybe your pitcher's just having an off inning, right? And he just keeps just saucing them balls right over the plate to hit, and just they just keep racking up points, right? Keep racking up runs. Well, man, that is a situation the Marlins were in. It was 14-3, I think, in the top of the ninth. That turned into 17-3. That turned into 20-3. Bases were loaded. I mean, Marlins just kept feeding the Dodgers. Finally, middle of the ninth, we're finally out of the top of the ninth inning. The Dodgers sit 20-3. So not good news for the Marlins there. But if you're a Dodgers fan, that's great news because you need to win this game to if you have hopes of clinching your division.
Shohei Ohtani, that's his name, I believe.
Shohei Ohtani.
Okay, great. 50 home runs this season.
Wow.
50 stolen bases, I think it was.
Wow.
I was just looking going, my gosh, this is a picture.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's insane.
Of course, they pay him $3 billion a year or something like that. Well, then, he should be doing that kind of stuff, I guess.
Also here with local teams, Rays up 1-0 over the Red Sox in the bottom of the fourth. As far as televised games on right now, Brewers and Diamondbacks tied at 0 in the middle of the second. In the top of the second, the Mets beating the Phillies 2-0 on Fox. And we had the Braves. Oh, my goodness. They let off some steam. They had lost like 3 straight. They beat the Reds today in Cincinnati 15-3. Man, Braves were out for blood today.
Well, I always see at this time you start whipping off and putting on your new ESPN color shirt because you are a part of the crew tonight that is doing the game, the Tate High School,
yes,
West Florida game, kickoff at 7 right after you get off the air here. You put on a different identity.
Well, no, it's the same identity. But, it is a different medium. So, as Chris just said, 20 minutes on the dot because it just now hit 6:40. 20 minutes from now, we will surrender our coverage over to Jeremy and Jordan. It's not our coverage because it's 7 o'clock anyway. But Dave Ramsey, you won't hear him tonight. You'll hear high school football, West Florida, and Tate. It's our game of the week, typically brought to you by our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. And, yes, I'm going to be on that crew for the studio halftime show.
Okay, and also playing tonight, it's Jay hosting Chipley. Tomorrow, pretty good lineup of games. Let me get your take on them real quick here. Pensacola, all right, Catholic, Pine Forest.
Catholic.
Okay, Escambia taking on that big bad team over in Panama City, Mosley.
Mosley.
Gulf Breeze, Booker T, Washington.
Gulf Breeze is at home, so I'll take them close.
Pace is up in Alabama and Andalusia for another battle in that state tomorrow night.
Go Patriots, baby.
Okay, Navarre, host team Milton. Both teams kind of mediocre this season.
Two of the worst-looking teams in the area. Milton's at home. I guess I'll take them.
Okay, Pensacola, I had the bye this week, so they're having a week at home. SEC Saturday, we'll just run down these games real quick. Florida, Mississippi State, Ohio, Kentucky, LSU, UCLA, Auburn, Arkansas, Missouri, Vanderbilt, South Carolina at Akron, Texas A&M at Bowling Green, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Ole Miss at Georgia Southern, and ULM at Arch Manning's, Texas.
And, of course, in about, 35 minutes, we will have Thursday Night Football getting underway between the Patriots and Jets, an AFC East showdown. Both teams are 1-1. Pats are coming off a loss to Seattle, and the Jets are coming off a win against the Titans.
And that's on our sister station, ESPN.
Yes, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Got to keep it straight. Got to keep it straight. I love the music on 94.5. I love the country over on 98.7.
We got stations everywhere. We're juggling them here.
Okay, Sunday lineup real quick. NFL, let's go over them real quick here. Bears, Colts.
Colts.
Eagles, Saints.
Saints.
Packers, Titans.
Packers.
Texans, Vikings.
Texans.
The Giants taking on the Browns.
Browns.
The Browns. Chargers, Steelers.
Steelers close.
Okay. The Bucks taking on the Broncos.
Bucks.
Dolphins, Seattle.
Seattle.
Panthers at the Raiders.
Raiders.
Ravens.
By a hair.
This is the one we differ on. Ravens, Cowboys.
Yeah, we do differ on that one, Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are out for blood after they got humiliated.
Yeah,
they're Lamar, trying to kick the Ravens while
Lamar
they're down.
Lamar Jackson's mad. He's just mad. I wouldn't want to face him. But anyway, you go Cowboys, I'll go Ravens on that one. 49ers, Rams.
Niners.
Lions, Cardinals.
Cards.
I think the Lions are mad, too. I really do. These mad teams here, they got, so close. All right. Sunday Night Football, it is Taylor Swift's Chiefs against the Atlanta Falcons.
Chiefs.
All right. And Monday Night Football, they got a double hitter here. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Jags, Bills, Commanders, Bengals.
Give me the Bengals over the Commanders and give me the Bills over the Jaguars.
Real quick, ACC football tomorrow night. Yeah, Friday night ACC game, Stanford at Syracuse.
Syracuse.
North Carolina State, Clemson on Saturday.
Clemson.
And these are all Saturday games, by the way. James Madison at North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Virginia, Coastal Carolina.
That's kind of tough. I'll take Virginia, but I would not be surprised. I'll say 34-23 is your final for that one.
Okay, Georgia Tech, Louisville.
I'll take Louisville, but they'll struggle.
I think Georgia Tech's mad.
I think Georgia Tech could very well upset.
Absolutely.
That was an upset alert that I had on the podcast earlier this week. I'll take Louisville, but it's close.
Okay, Rutgers, Virginia Tech.
Man, it's in Lane Stadium, right? Mm-hmm. I'll take Vautech.
Youngstown State, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh better win that.
All right, Duke, this is your team here. Duke, Middle Tennessee.
That is not my team.
I know. I know.
I'm pulling for Middle Tennessee, but no, Duke should win.
All right, TCU, SMU.
Man, that's a tough one too. I'll take TCU.
This is a game I like, and we've had the discussion about this throughout the week. Miami, South Florida.
Miami's going to win. They'll win easy.
Okay. Florida State, California.
FSU, but they struggle. 27-23.
Michigan State and Boston College.
First of all, let me just give props to Boston College. They went to Missouri, and now they're playing a Big Ten team. Back-to-back weeks. Good for BC.
The real deal when they played FSU early in the season.
Well, and they were the real deal when they faced Missouri. So I'll take them over Michigan State. Michigan State's got some growing pains with a new head coach right now.
Okay, we've kind of run these teams down for you and let you know what was up to this weekend. There's also some sad side to the equation of sports. A former New England Patriot football player has been arrested for allegedly attacking a man in a gym. Fox's Jared Max has the details.
Former New England Patriots fullback Patrick Pass, who won 3 Super Bowl rings, is facing a felony charge in Rhode Island for having allegedly assaulted a man over 60 years of age, causing bodily harm. Wednesday, at a Planet Fitness gym in North Providence, 46-year-old Patrick Pass was accused of shoving an 82-year-old man to the ground during an argument over use of exercise equipment. The 82-year-old man is reported to have sustained lower back injuries from the fall. Patrick Pass, also charged with disorderly conduct, a misdemeanor. Pass prohibited from having contact with the victim. He was released on $10,000 personal recognizance, a next court date scheduled for January. Jared Max, Fox News.
Somebody was having a bad day, weren't they?
Yeah.
They really were. You know how those things play out. You don't know what was said. You just, unfortunate situation, I can tell you that. Hurricane season isn't the only thing, by the way, that closes on November 30th. Nope. The fall red snapper season will also close on that date. Break out those rods and reels. The fall red snapper season is now on. Go out there and have yourself a great... And the weather, oh, Lord. It's going to be laid down tomorrow. Maybe 1 to 2, maybe. Be pretty laid back.
Right.
Great.
All right. So Jeremy and Jordan, as we've said, they will be doing the high school game in about 15 minutes. Right after we finish here on Pensacola Right Now. And I got a text from Jeremy because I told him, let me know when you want to do a sound test before we begin.
That.
And I was out at my truck. I had to pick something up.
I remember that.
Yeah, well, apparently that's when Jeremy wanted to do the sound test. So he's like, hey, I'm ready to do the test. Are you there? And I missed those texts. And then I get a message from Jordan going, Milton? Like, as far as picking Milton to beat Navarre, because he's a Navarre kid. He's a Raider. So, yeah. Sorry, Jordan, and sorry, Jeremy. Sorry, Jordan, for breaking your heart. Sorry, Jeremy, for leaving you hanging professionally. All righty. 6:47 here. We're past traffic and weather, so let me get to that real quick. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads. We had some issues on I-10. Those have seemingly cleared out. So maybe, other than some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees, a low of 73, mostly clear skies tonight. And on your Friday, should be a beautiful introduction to the weekend. Sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 90 and a low of 72.
I will tell you this. Coming up here in just a few days, they have the SEC Soccer Championships over at Ashton-Brosnahan. One of the most impressive things you see when the teams start to come in are those beautiful buses.
Yeah,
those university buses for the teams when they come into Ashton-Brosnahan. That's a photo op to get. Anyway, I just want to remind you, best of the SEC coming back to Pensacola. 12 nationally ranked SEC women's soccer teams competing for the conference championship November 3rd through 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan. This is the third year Pensacola will host that tournament. I know a lot of young ladies who play soccer throughout our area. I saw them there. I've been there for 3 years in a row. This is a great place to learn quality soccer from the best players of the SEC.
Absolutely.
So don't miss this opportunity.
And our hourly check of the Wall Street numbers. Well, not really a check. Hourly summarization. Wall Street closing higher a day after the Feds decided to lower interest rates. Both the Dow and S&P 500 surged to all-time highs. Traders also reacted to today's news that jobless claims fell by 12,000 to 219,000, which is far below estimates. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 522 points to 42,025. The S&P 500 rose 95 points to 5713. And the NASDAQ climbed 440 points to 18,013.
Okay, it's 6:40, News Radio 92.3. I kind of want to get this in here because this, too, is a real important feature story I want to pass on to you. The Small Business Administrator is facing a grilling today. He really was, they were nailing this guy on Capitol Hill. Fox's Ryan Schmeltz has the details from Washington.
House Republicans on the Small Business Committee accused Small Business Administrator Isabel Guzman of an effort from the administration to register voters in Democrat-heavy precincts in the key swing state of Michigan. Guzman at a hearing says it was a small resource commitment through a website where they are not directly registering voters or doing anything on the ground. But Missouri Congressman Mark Alford wasn't satisfied.
If you want to be nonpartisan, don't do these stupid games.
Committee Republicans claim 2,000 documents they have been requesting since March were provided the night before the hearing, giving them little time to prepare. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I love this. More women actively engaged in managing Florida's forest. Studies now showing women think differently about the land they own compared to men, and often have different objectives and different ways to achieve success. The State Forest Service hosting a women's land management education event. It happens on October 21st. Put this down on your calendar. It's on the Estes property in Walnut Hill and Barano Park and part of the Working Forest Week.
Hmm.
A category that I just didn't think really existed. This is great.
No,
it's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely. 6:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, one last final stretch of everything happening in your world today on this beautiful Thursday afternoon / evening. Also, we've got details on Sean Diddy Combs appealing his bail, or his bail denial, rather. We'll get details on that and more right after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace.
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Stop, midnight, T-top, Jack and a cherry Coke town.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Golly, Chris, I'm spazzing all over the place here. I was trying to, I was talking to Jeremy and Jordan during the break. Jordan was still upset about Milton Navarre. I got Kenny Chesney playing and he wasn't my pick for a bumper song. I'm just losing it.
And I was staying out of everybody's way.
That is what you should have done.
I just went and sat in the corner.
I wish I had ripped a page out of your book. My goodness. 6:53. Thank goodness it's 6.
I've got scars to prove it, man. I mean, I do have scars to prove in staying out of people's way.
All righty. 6:53. We got time for one story before our last quick check of the roads and weather. What do you got, my man?
Oh, this is a big one. And you know what? I'm going to tell you about it because I heard you telling me about it during the 4 o'clock hour.
Alrighty.
So I thought, you know, this is a pretty darn good story. Probably the, maybe a different audience that didn't hear this, but a man from Alaska has been arrested for allegedly threatening to kill 6 Supreme Court justices. Fox's David Spunt is in Washington with more on this trending story.
More than 450 messages allegedly sent via an online portal to 6 unnamed Supreme Court justices using homophobic language, racist language, and other threatening language. This is allegedly coming from a 76-year-old man in Alaska Anchorage. His name is Panos Anastasio. He threatened not only the lives of 6 unnamed justices, but also their family members. The messages began in March 2023 and picked up after July 1st of this year when the Supreme Court majority ruled in favor of former President Donald Trump in his federal immunity case. And according to the indictment, his message contained a threat to murder Supreme Court justices 1 and 2 and family members 1 and 2 by threatening to send fellow veterans to, quote, spray their homes with bullets.
That's just absolutely questionable, you know? It's
questionable. That's one way to put it.
It's the only way to... Well...
I raise an eyebrow
I could
that.
Go... You know, you could say, well, he's a knucklehead or something like that, but it doesn't do any good. He's got a problem.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, it's 6:55, News Radio 92.3. Don't forget about this. In just weeks, get yourself ready for the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. It's a goodie, October 1st through 6th. 127 songwriters performing, 21 venues. Go ahead, count them across the area for a complete schedule, including special events. Just go to PensacolaBeachSongwritersFestival.com.
And last quick check of the roads and weather here. Just some issues traveling eastbound on Burgess Road coming from Palafox Street, and on on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up on the roads this evening. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees still, low of 73 tonight, and tomorrow is going to be a sunny, mostly clear day with high of 90 and low of 72. And touched on this before the break, Sean Diddy Combs going to appeal his bail denial for a third time. CNN reports that Combs' attorney is going to try and get his client out of jail, despite two judges already rejecting bail for him. He's also trying to get Combs moved to a jail in New Jersey, where he will have better ability to prepare for his upcoming trial. Third time's the charm here, Chris. Do you think he gets that bail appeal or bail denial appeal approved?
I don't have the crystal ball tonight. But
tonight,
let me just put it like this. I think he's in a little trouble.
Just a little bit. Just a tad.
Yep. Okay. Speaking of staying out of trouble, traffic adjustment scheduled this month for motorists using Michigan Avenue. Listen to what I'm saying. If this is your course of maneuvering the roadways, be careful. FDOT reporting, work will begin on a new resurfacing project. The affected area is Mobile Highway to North Palafox Street. Look for lane closures, traffic shifts to occur. Going to happen during the nighttime hours.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of reprieve for you, so it doesn't affect your daytime commute. They will start work around 8 p.m. and wrap it up at 6 a.m. in the morning.
All righty. Also here we've got the body cam video of Justin Timberlake, his DWI arrest in New York. Apparently it won't be released to the public. The 43-year-old pop star pleaded guilty to a traffic violation and driving while ability impaired, whatever that means, and he'll pay a $500 fine and will be doing community service as part of his plea deal. Surveillance video showed him running a stop sign and swerving between lanes.
You see, probably it was his agent that stopped that because he wasn't going to get his 15% for the replay rights of that video. So I'm sure it was something to that. I'm sure somebody at one of the unions had something to do with it. But anyway, I thought that was public information.
I don't know. Well, as far as body cam footage, is it? Because we typically hear about police departments or whatever, sheriff's departments, having to release the footage.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But also do have some good news here late in this evening. African-American woman in Michigan believed to be one of the first people in the world to receive a successful stem cell transplant from bone marrow of a deceased donor to treat leukemia. The doctor who performed the procedure says between 60 to 80% of people of color cannot find a suitable match through the living donor registry. And another doctor who is leading the patient's care team said that the outlook is encouraging. A second patient has since been treated with similar practice in Utah.
You know what? I would tell you, if you remember the story I did for you, it was last week about that derelict boat on Avenida 16 out on the beach, and they finally got the thing towed away here. Well, Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission making it easier for local governments to remove derelict boats. It's a problem around here. There's a lot, believe me. FWC commissioners approved an amendment allowing an additional reimbursement option for vessel removals through a block grant funding program. The additional reimbursement is only for areas that remove 40 or more vessels. This is within a 3-year period over the last 5 years. Get this one. So we want to talk about passing that number up. FWC confirming there was over 700 recorded derelict vessels in Florida alone.
Wow, really?
Out there. So anyway, yeah, they're an eyesore. And they're also a danger to navigation. You also don't know if they're leaking fuel into the water. There's a lot of environmental factors in getting those boats out of the water and out of the environment.
All righty. Well, do want to say you've been listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:59 here. You hear our outro music playing. Jeremy told me that we are afoot between West Florida and Tate. It's Military Appreciation Night at this game, apparently.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So we're going to go ahead and send it to them right after the top of our ID. We will see you tomorrow, giving you one final rundown of everything happening in your world on Friday.
And I will tell you this. Get ready for Mega Millions. It now stands at 47 million. Powerball, 195 million, 99.1 million cash option out the door. They do that on Saturday. Play wisely and good luck to you.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.